Yo, motherfuckers, welcome back.
Still kind of loud, but hello.
Yo, shut the fuck up, all right? Thanks. Mr. Nicro Pezzo. What type of signature was that, dude?
This is awful.
That was so bad. I could fake that.
I'm fucked up.
Not an excuse. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Coffee and a Fat Lip. This one is for Crunchwell, because he said he wanted to tell the world some things, so I'm going to let him take over for a few minutes.
Dude, so I got way too high, and...
When, just now?
Yeah, just now, with that thing and the thing and...
Everything that you just did, okay.
Yeah, no more.
I miss smoking weed.
Yo, I think I'm done with weed for a while. I think I could take a break.
Don't do that, because I miss smoking weed. Trust me on this one, I miss smoking weed. Don't do that.
I could do it. I'll just
okay, yeah, sure. Sure you are. While you're living here, you're going to quit smoking pot. I'll freak out. Got it. Dude who's never even been around a kid, he's in a house with three children, he's going to quit smoking weed all of a sudden.
He's a liar. I'm going to do it. Just start drinking.
No. Don't do that. So what the fuck is going on?
Yo. So the trailer and shit.
Yeah, what about it?
Can't get it authenticated and shit.
Why not?
Because we still can't find those numbers.
Okay, so did you call Skyline today?
Yeah, and they're like, yo, we don't keep records that long. Fuck you.
What is that long? Going back to when?
Like, they said the latest to keep the records is 1990.
Well, that is 31 years ago.
Yeah. So it's like...
Okay, so the next step, I think, would be going to the county clerk's office. Listen. Don't interrupt me. Go to the county clerk's office and see if they have the full VIN. Call them and go, can you verify that this is the VIN number for this trailer at this address? And if they say no, then you know you don't have it. But if they say yes, then you know you have it and you fucking chill the fuck out.
I call them, but they don't have the VIN number. All they have is a bill of sale.
So then what do you even need the VIN number for?
For insurance, probably.
Okay, so buy this damn trailer and let's go from there. Please.
I'm thinking about just getting the place in Walden now.
You're changing your mind more than you're changing your underwear, which isn't that often, everybody.
I changed my underwear yesterday.
Okay, but how long was that pair on?
Yesterday.
Wait, do you have a different pair on than you did yesterday right now?
Yes.
I didn't see you go in the bathroom in underwear.
I have underwear on right now.
I clock everything everybody does in this house. I'm like Batman.
Oh my God. This is a terrible idea to do this.
Talk on the podcast or live with me for a month?
A little from column B.
Oh, trust me. Everybody, in about a week, I'm going to have Crunchy running miles up steps like he's Rocky.
No.
Listen, you're telling me you want to go to Philly. So if we're going to go to Philly, you got to climb the Rocky steps and...
No, I was just going to eat cheesesteaks until it took a real long nap.
And about this whole going to Philly thing, we would have to quarantine when we get back for 14 days.
No, for a sandwich. Wait until it's over.
Yeah, we can wait until it's over. But, all right, so about this place in Walden, I'm not going to let you get that after all the work that I've put into this trailer already.
It sucks. I don't want to do it, but yo, I'm worried I'm going to be in over my head with this shit.
Okay, well, here's the thing. If the county is telling you that you need the serial number or the VIN number for something, but then they're also telling you that they don't have it, they only have the bill of sale, I would think it's old enough to buy without having a serial number.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to my uncle tonight, probably around 8:30.
Buddy. Buy that fucking trailer. It doesn't matter. It's only $7.50. Buy that trailer.
Oh, PT right down the street.
There you go. Your future wife.
No.
Come on, man.
But anyway.
Come on.
Yeah, but I'm done. I'm done with weed. I'm going to go.
I don't believe you. I don't believe that you just got stoned straight.
I did. I got stoned straight. You can't OD on weed, but you sure shit can get too high. Yo, it's just everything crashes down at once. So here's my question for you. A little bit of weed is okay. It's just you want to chill and eat fucking popcorn or maple syrup on it and shit. And you're good. What? You never done that?
All right. Look at you and then look at me. Look at my hands. I spent the entire day on a construction site in Manhattan. Look at your hands.
Dude, my hands are just like your hands.
My thumbs are clean.
I can peel a potato with these hands.
You can peel a potato with your hands from before you took a shower, though.
You know, fuck you. I can do it right now, too. Give me a fucking potato. I'll show you.
Don't tempt me. I got potatoes in the kitchen.
I'll do it. See, look. This is how I would do it.
Just so everybody's clear, he's taking his hands about 6 inches apart, palms facing each other, just turning them back, pointing his fingers at himself, and pointing away. Like a fucking weirdo. No. But, like, I don't even remember what I was saying. Damn, you're getting me high, and I don't even smoke pot. Why are you doing this, dude?
It's fucked up still. It's all your fault.
Oh, I guess. I don't know. Don't even get me started. What was I going to... Fuck. Shit, I just lost all train of thought because of the whole hand thing. What was I saying about your hands compared to mine and clean and not clean?
No, yeah, you're saying, like, I don't know, like... I got calluses on my hands.
I'm not talking about calluses. I'm talking about how I took a shower. My hands are fucking clean.
Yeah, bro. I took a shower. My hands are cleaner.
Than they were.
Yeah, cleaner. Get helmet. Give me that goddamn potato.
After this, I'll get you one. Don't worry. We had mashed potatoes last night, you fuck.
Oh, man.
You missed like a... Well, you don't eat steak because you're...
I'm not.
I want to see it. You can't even tell. You're looking like a baby.
Fuck you.
Okay. Oh, that's it. That's it. Back to this trailer thing. Do not get the place in Walden.
It just seems like super easy.
Okay. This is the weed talking. That's what this is. Shut up. I'm sorry. Everybody's going to have to hear me be really disrespectful to Crunchy. Shut the fuck up. Look at me. We got it. It's all going to be taken care of.
You can suck.
Look at me.
It's gonna take forever.
It's gonna take 4 weeks.
We're gonna turn the water on and the pipes are gonna fucking explode. That's what's gonna fucking happen.
They might.
Here we go. Turn the fucking pipes on and then it somehow causes a fucking nuclear explosion in the fucking trailer. And then all that money, poof.
No. Listen to me. The first thing you do when you get it is you insure it. In case anything like that happens.
I'm gonna insure it for like $30,000.
And
I might not be able to do it because of the serial number.
Listen to me. Tomorrow, on your fucking lunch break, you're gonna make a couple phone calls. You're gonna find out what you need to insure a trailer, and you're gonna find out.
I'm gonna do that tonight.
Oh, because of the title. That's what it is. It's the title. Yeah. Okay. So if the town or the county or whatever doesn't have a copy of the title, I would lead me to believe that it's older than 1978.
Was it like
70 something?
It's like 66.
No. That's what that says on the toilet bowl, and that's what your uncle said it would say it.
Yeah, so I'm thinking it's 66.
I would buy
that's
it.
Okay. I want to buy it from Skirt.
It's okay, buddy. I'll hold your hand. Not really, because they're dirty, but like metaphorically, I'll hold your hand. Yeah, like fake.
Hold these.
The potatoes. Listen to me.
Okay.
Everything will be okay. It will be more okay if you buy this trailer ASAP, rather than rent that damn dude, that apartment is the size of this room you're staying in. It's probably not insulated.
No, it's in a basement.
You don't have windows.
I got like one of them prison windows, you know.
So what happens if the it's a house, I'm guessing?
No, it's like one of those.
They're gonna smell you from above you though.
It's like it's like a fucking, what is it? It's like
a condo, building, no. The bricks.
It's a filing cabinet for sorrow and struggle. That's what it really is. Like,
your face when you said that was fucking great.
Yeah, but that's what it really is, man.
All right, so hear me out.
No one there is doing good.
I mean, the trailer park isn't much better, but at least you own it.
The trailer park.
Sorry for everybody who lives in a trailer, but I work really, really fucking hard. And if I can spit on my neighbor's house when I own it, we got a problem. Just throwing that out there.
Trailer park, don't give a fuck.
Yeah, no. You're in a different situation than me. I got 4 kids, bro. Like, we're in different dynamics where I'm, like, looking for space from everything to give to all of them to have space as well. You're like, I need a roof.
Yeah, I need a roof.
I need a roof. Can we just get the heat on? I'll sleep on the floor like this.
Yeah, I know. I'll sleep on the floor like this.
But all seriousness, like we've talked about it a bunch of times. It's a 12 by 60, which is like huge in my mind for you. Like you're not gonna.
No, it's 800 square feet.
Yeah, 12 by 60, dick.
Oh, I'm dumb. You know that. I'm fucking not smart.
Yeah, it's like a 12 by 60 or something.
Hey, I may be dumb, but at least I'm not smart.
Oh, God. I just want to punch you in the face when you talk. I think that you got it. I think that you got it. Now, the reason why I agreed to this is because I want to know how dinner went with your dad. Now, before you answer this question, let me tell everybody, I hate this motherfucker's father. Okay? I don't really hate, hate many people. Like, I'll punch you in the face when I see you. But this man, this leprechaun, this little meatball leprechaun, I will level him. I hate him.
He's a giant man, baby.
He's not like, giant, though. He's like big for a baby. Really, really, really big for a baby. Like, yeah. Like if a real baby was the size of an action figure, he would be the size of a real baby.
So, I'm just chilling outside of Chili's, minding my own business. And then I hear, like, in the back of the parking lot, Nick? Is that you, Nick?
Is that you, Nick?
And I'm like, Is that you? And I'm like, nah, you got me confused with someone else. Keep stepping. And it's like, that is you. You would totally say something like that.
To be honest, I know how this night ends. I know they were looking for you to pay. Because they know you got a pretty penny in the pocket right now.
Oh, yeah,
they were definitely looking for you to pay. And not for nothing, if your dad was a good guy, or at least somebody I liked, I would have told you it was fucked up that you didn't. But fuck your dad. Fuck him.
Yeah, I totally didn't. But anyway. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert. He didn't pay for them.
Yeah, so I'm like, go to Chili's, and they're like, come on, sit with us. And I'm like,
I just want to be alone and miserable.
I'm like, I was just going to sit at the bar and watch the fucking
football.
Watch the football. And
I hate football.
And
continue.
They're like, oh, no, come sit with us. And then I'm like, no, I'm going to go sit at the bar. And then I get a call from my aunt because they called my goddamn
aunt. I know. I feel like he does this all the time to your aunt. And I feel like it. Like, does he wear diapers at night? I feel like he wears diapers at night.
No, I don't think he does anymore. He got his blood sugar together.
No, stop it.
No, he really did. He lost the gut. Like, he lost like 60 pounds.
Oh, no, that's awesome. So I wouldn't feel as bad if I kicked him in the gut.
Yeah, but anyway.
Stone cold that motherfucker.
But anyway, they're like, don't go sit with them. And I'm like, oh, fuck, all right. So I go sit with them. And they get the 2 for $10. But they were upgrading shit left and right. Like, my cousin got two $13 drinks. And I'm like, oh, that's cool.
The slow one?
Yeah,
the slow one. Why are you guys letting slow people drink?
I don't know.
Well, like, he's not like actually.
I fucking told anything. Him like, yo, you shouldn't be dumb. Doing that. You shouldn't be drinking. He's like, I'm a professional gambler now. It doesn't matter. And
that's still the like one of the best parts of this whole story. Like he said that last night.
I just won $12 this very last minute, and I'm like, hey, fucking.
But the games weren't over at that moment.
And I told him like. Get a job, you fucking chump.
You should have told him I was up 200K and then, like, lost it all.
Get a job, in you one fucking night. Chump. So, we're eating, like, when I went to Chili's because I got that gift card, I went kind of baller. I got the, oh, wait, we can't say the name.
Yeah, you can say the name.
Okay, we went to that place.
We went to Chili's. He went to Chili's and he spent his gift card money like he was rich.
Yeah, like,
three nights in a row, baby.
No
he
joke.
He got three meals. God, I love you.
And I got just enough for one more because I got the 3 for $10. I had $20 left on it instead of going baller.
I want you to understand something.
Chocolate lava cake.
I know that you all want a guy with money, but what you really want is a guy who can save money. He stretched a gift card out to 4 meals. This man is gangster.
It's gonna be fine.
So what else happened with your dad? Because I'm just gonna run on him while we're on.
So I straight up called them on a shit with that other shit.
With the toys?
Yeah,
sure. Oh my God, please tell them. Please tell them.
Nah.
No. His dad's a piece of shit and threatened to not give him an air mattress if he didn't give him his childhood toys. And let's be very clear.
Yeah,
it's got Crunchy's dog right. Chewed them up.
Like, yeah, around like, no, 30% were like dog damage.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He's 35 years old. How old do you think these toys are? Easily 20 years. We all know what he was aiming for. He wanted to find a moneymaker. And
yeah, like, guys, I had old school fucking Star Wars G.I. Joes out the wazoo. Like,
we played with all the toys that would be worth money. And yeah. His name's Crunchy for a fucking reason. They're not going to be the cleanest things ever. And you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, so.
No, my dad is meticulous as fuck.
Yeah, but I feel like he's still.
To an autistic level. Like, his house is like a fucking museum.
Really?
Yeah.
That is the exact opposite of what I would have expected with him. I would have expected somebody who literally lives in filth.
Like, if you go there and you, like, mix shit up, like, when I'm mad at him, I'll run up the stairs and I'll start moving all his shit around and he'll be like, fucking stuff. And I'll be like, fucking make me
does
old
he have a,
man.
Does he have a dresser?
What?
Does he have a dresser?
He's got several.
Next time you're mad at him, run into a room with a dresser that's got drawers that are filled, pull them out, and dump them out.
Oh, no. I go to jail for the rest of my life for murder. He fucking have a heart attack, man. That would be
Don't break the drawers or anything. Like, place them down gently, but like, while he's in the bathroom, dump out a whole dresser on the bed or something.
I got like his toy soldiers. He has them in like shoe boxes organized by year, make, and model.
It's mix
like
them all
fucking
up.
Ridiculous.
I'll he's give you a like, plastic bin, dump them all into one plastic bin, and shake it up real well.
No, just throw them in a garbage can and then fucking start pouring gasoline on the fucking can and then light a smoke and be like, what now, motherfucker?
No. It's like he did some funny shit with your PlayStation where he said he threw it out, but he didn't, which I find hilarious because
if I had the gas at the time, I would have went over there and, you know, I would have slapped him.
Guys, I want you to understand something. There's very few things in the world that this guy can't live without. And this, if I turn this PlayStation on right now, it sounds like the Challenger just took off, like before the explosion. It's just really loud and the fan is fucked. It doesn't read discs. This thing's older than my taint and he still uses it on the regular.
Yeah, I love that thing. I love it. It's got stage 4 lung cancer, but when, you know, you don't stop loving it when it's ill.
He came to my house with a computer. It's still not hooked up. A TV that he's not hooking up and his PlayStation. That's literally what he brought. Everything else is in storage. He's like, he needs this thing. And his dad, who's on the thinnest of ice ever with him all the time, he puts him in timeout, right? That's what you call it?
Yeah, I don't answer his fucking calls, but that doesn't stop him from fucking calling. No, sir, not one fucking bit. And then, like, at the end of his timeout, I have to extend it one day for each time he called. Yeah.
Oh, it's crazy. The wife. Hold on. Hey, baby. What's up? Yeah. All right, love you. All right, Sophie's coming to say goodnight.
Okay. All
right. What else? So you're really nervous. It's okay, buddy. I'm having a kid.
I go way too high.
It's completely okay, dude. You're going to be fine. We're not going to make, like I'm not going to leave you high and dry. No, we're going to make sure that everything's done.
Walden, I'm in there next week.
That's cool. Yeah, but here's the thing. You don't own anything.
I know.
So if you lose a job, you're not like guaranteed a place to live.
But then I don't own anything.
Hi, baby. My little princess is here. Are you okay? He's a weirdo. Do you want to say hi? Come here.
Hello.
You're watching us? My daughter just came in, everybody.
Sorry, I didn't think
that's wrong. No, it's okay. Hi, baby. Come here. Hi. Good night. I love you. Can I get a kiss?
Come here. I love you.
I love you, baby.
Good night. I love her. I love you, babe. You're gonna be okay. She's not gonna leave you high and dry. I'm not gonna leave you high and dry. We don't do that. I never did that to Jameson. I never did that to Turtle. I've never done that to anybody.
It's gonna take way too long and it's gonna be way too expensive.
To be honest,
the floor alone could run a little bit more than we think. Like, I don't know though.
So then we have somebody repair the subfloor. We lay down the carpet ourselves.
It shouldn't be that hard, right?
Laying down carpet is simple, buddy. As long as you get the measurements right, it's cake.
I want to be like able to move stuff in like 2 weeks from next week.
So 3 weeks. So you got to buy it tomorrow. 3 weeks.
Yeah, I'm probably going to buy it Wednesday. Like, I'm trying to set it up for Wednesday. But I'm still nervous about the trailer. So what I'm going to do is when we're done here, I'm going to fucking call them. I'm going to fucking call insurance. And there's always an insurance vulture, like, 24/7. Like, oh, you want to buy insurance? Yeah, yeah. It's 3 a.m. Yeah. Take your money
now. Listen to me.
So, yeah.
And we're going to drop this into the world in, like, 9 minutes, 10 minutes. And hopefully somebody's going to hear it and give us a call and be able to help us.
No, but that's not going to fucking
happen. Listen. Here's the deal. If there's anybody that listens to this in the tri-state area that does renovations to a house or a trailer and you can fucking help this dude, I can guarantee you I can keep work coming to you constantly. The problem is that I don't have enough contractors. I'm not even joking about this. Everybody I know is in the fucking city. Like, it's going to cost more to have them just come up here to do the work.
Yeah. I'm going to get a square. It's just going to take a minute. Like,
you just got to stay on top of it. Like,
yeah.
You got to get this thing handled with your family tomorrow. You got to go see everybody. And then Wednesday, you got to buy this trailer. And Thursday, we got to talk to a contractor about the floors.
And I got worried about keeping a job that I'm not good at. Fuck.
Okay, real simple answer to it. Get good.
I'm trying, but I'm not good at that shit.
As long as you're trying and you're making a consistent effort, as long as the guy's not a complete dick, you're fine.
Yeah.
Show him this podcast. Show him how funny you are.
No, they'll be like, drug test. Get the fuck out of here.
What else? Conor McGregor wants to fight Nate Diaz. DC, did I show you the video of Daniel Cormier?
Yeah. Saying
how he wrote a list of all the top lightweights. And like, if you don't watch Ariel Helwani's show, he doesn't know who I am. And I've never met the man in my life. But these guys are so on point. And if you're listening to me for MMA advice, I'm not just talking MMA here. Like, it's the main topic. But I'm dropping a podcast on a Monday night, so I'm just bitching with my friend so he can calm the fuck down because he's a whiny little baby without a diaper.
I have a diaper. Fuck you.
but like I was saying, Ariel and DC had an episode today on their show on ESPN, and DC showed a list of all the top lightweights, and number 2 was Dustin. Yeah, those look good, right? Those are good.
Oh, I greased all over my blankie.
Oh God. And it was like there's like a 6-inch gap between Khabib and everybody else. And I want everybody to understand this. That's actually the truth. That's really how it is. Khabib, he's that good. So everybody that wants him to come back, that thinks Conor can beat him or Dustin can beat him, no boxer is going to be able to beat him. No BJJ guy, that's not. Like, I want to see a Gracie. I want to see a Gracie roll with him. I don't even want to see them throw punches. I want to see these guys roll and grapple. I want to see the best of the best versus the best of the best. And I don't think that anybody's going to be able to give it to Khabib.
Yeah.
So. Oh, yeah. That's the other thing. I'm one of my coworkers is friends with a guy from Russia, right? They're Russian or Belarusian, I should say. They're from Belarus. He fought John Jones in the UFC. How crazy is that? I want to meet him. Why are you such a fucking weirdo? He's eating a mozzarella stick like I've slowed time down.
Yeah, because I didn't want to make, like...
Bro, it's mushy. Noise. It's 3 hours old now. It's going to be like... Oh, since you're high, and I never get to do this to people that are high, what do you think about aliens? I got a few minutes, so what do you think about aliens?
They're probably real, man.
Do you think that they've been here?
What's the deal with those pillars?
They were fake.
Oh, they were fake?
Yeah, they were fake.
The government said they were fake?
No. So I'm a sheet metal worker, and I looked at them, and I can tell you right now that a human made them, you fuck.
Oh, okay.
When I watched an actual video, and they were like, there's no seams. There's clearly a fucking seam on one of them, and it's stained. Like no. I know, like, I know. And then people came out and said that they did it. They did it in a few places, and I think that the new pillars are the Bernie Sanders memes.
That's crazy.
But
the fucking Bernie Sanders memes are great. I'm gonna order the sweatshirt.
You're gonna get the sweatshirt. Get me the mittens.
They have the mittens.
I mean, there's you can get them on Etsy. He bought them from a person on Etsy. Like, and that's that how real
is a billionaire.
Oh my god, I hope so, dude. Because that would be the best thing for Bernie Sanders to be like, this is what you do, you fucks. You know, you little pieces of kike cunt. I mean, what? Not kike.
Oopsie doodle.
I don't fucking care.
I think you should issue an apology.
I'm not saying sorry. It's a word. Nope. If a word hurt your feelings, you're soft, and you shouldn't be a part of like the world. Like, you should go into a cave. If I can say something. And it's not directly personal, but it has something to do with your heritage, religion, skin color, or sexuality. And you can't separate that from your emotions. You're a weak individual.
I like mozzarella sticks.
I know. So do I. I'm just saying, like, they're words. And I'm sorry if it did offend somebody, but I'm not at the same time because you're a weak individual if it offended you. And I think you should get a little bit harder.
Yeah, I'm really fucked up still because I just dipped a mozzarella stick in salsa by mistake. Oopsie doodles.
Guys, I'm not fucking joking.
It was like a happy little accident.
He is 280 pounds of fucking gold, people. Ladies, I can't. I'm serious. He's a keeper. He'll never cheat on you. You might not even need to have sex with him. Just don't complain at him.
Yeah, don't stress me out. It'll be all right.
I mean, it's not hard to stress him out. You guys want to see how hard it is to stress him out? Crunchy, you got fucking grease on your goddamn hoodie. What's wrong with you?
A lot, man.
Why? Why did you do that?
Because I'm fat.
Why, though? Come on, bro. What the fuck?
This hoodie...
There it is. Yeah, you're stressed out.
I'm all worked up now. Yeah.
I love you. You're the fucking... You, like, I got to get you, Turtle, and James in the same room with four mics and not one because I don't want you all breathing on my shit.
Okay.
Love you guys, but like your oxygen is yours and I don't want it touching my stuff.
Okay.
Deal?
Yep.
Cool. Anything else you want to tell the people?
Nope, that's it.
You want to drop another one tomorrow?
Yeah, but I'm going to do it sober.
We'll be back tomorrow night, guys.
I'm going to do it sober. I'm not going to be all fucked up.
That's a lie.
Nope. Yay!